These little guys are the picture of cuteness. Small, furry, and inquisitive. Hamsters, a great starter pet, right? Not at all. Welcome to Pet Tales on Radio Daddy-O. I'm your host, Jay Ginsburg. They're cute, all right. Kids love the idea of having a little furry critter to watch in their bedrooms. But parents, let me offer up some important questions to consider before you and your kids dive headlong into hamster world. Because of their small size, hamsters are usually purchased as pets for kids who want to play with them during the day. Guess what? It doesn't really work that way. You see, just when it's about time for your kids to go to sleep, it's time for a hamster to wake up. Good morning, it's 9 p.m. Hamsters are what we call nocturnal, which means, of course, they'll be most active at night. So if your kids are light sleepers, they could very well be disturbed when their hamster wheel starts squeaking at 2 a.m. And here's a warning. A hamster awakened suddenly from a daytime nap may even bite. Ooh, that hurts. So you certainly want to make sure any hamsters in your orbit be handled only with adult supervision, especially with kids under 8 years old. As always on Pet Tales, I suggest finding pets is best done at a local shelter or rescue. When it comes to hamsters, the adoption fee is typically small, but there are startup costs and ongoing supplies to think about. A wire cage, aquarium or modular habitat, bedding and nesting materials, exercise wheel, food dish, water bottle, treats, and of course, toys. So are you prepared to spend several hundred dollars a year on your new friend? And if your hamster does develop a chronic condition like diabetes or requires emergency treatment for, let's say, salmonella, these cute, furry, funny guys or girls can be a pricey situation. The good news about hamsters is they're fairly independent and can entertain themselves for long periods of time. Still, to be truly happy and well-adjusted, your hamster will need daily handling and interaction. Also, keep in mind that your hamster's cage will need to be thoroughly cleaned at least once a week. Now, who's going to handle that at your house? Sadly, I guess a hamster lives only about 2.5 years, maybe 3 if they're lucky. But if you have young children and aren't quite prepared for them to experience the death of a pet, how about considering a longer-lived animal? You know, an easy-to-care-for goldfish, let's say, a puppy or a kitty, perhaps. To me, that makes a lot more sense. Hamsters at home. I want you to think about that. And that's Pet Tales. Until next time, I'm Jay Ginsburg.